Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.
Hey, baby.
I got a lot of money.
Howard, please. This is beneath
you. No, this is exactly me.
Casanova. You are evil, Demeter.
What you call me? It's not true.
Is it joke, my darling?
Why do you men so treasure this joking so?
Do you love me?
What can I say when you ask? You shouldn't ask, you know. I'll tell you when I feel like it.
Would you like me to give you something to make you sleep?
Now, there's a good idea.
All right, then. Come with me.
Welcome to Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario with our fictional Lounge Lotharios, the men that stroll the pages of books and movies with a swagger and a style that is uniquely their own. This week, Thomas Crown from The Thomas Crown Affair. Of course, there were two films, one done in the 60s, one done in the 90s, and both are superb, and the character of Thomas Crown is strong in both of these movies. So, Thomas Crown. International art thief, maybe. When a multi-million-dollar painting gets stolen from the Metropolitan Museum of Art, wealthy financier Thomas Crown is on the top of the list of suspects. As suave and dashing as he is clever, Thomas seeks to keep one step ahead of the authorities while courting Catherine, the lead investigator. As they grow to care for one another, Thomas risks his carefully made plans to prove his loyalty. Or does he? Well, he's a classy kind of guy, mysterious and adventurous. Thomas Crown is a confident man who trusts his own abilities above all else. He's smart and he knows it, using his talents and connections and sex appeal to get whatever he wants, even if it isn't strictly legal. When a strong-willed investigator makes him consider settling down, Crown is perplexed by emotions he didn't know he had, though it doesn't take him long to get on his feet and back to what he does best, this time motivated by a desire to prove his worth. I've always loved both the movies because they present a complex man who is full of class, an elegant thief who commits a crime that hurts no one but is masterful in its application and pretty much performed by a man who's generally bored in life. He is a man of incredible wealth and drive, but always looking for some excitement wherever it comes from. He dresses well, he's stylish in a conservative but not flashy way. His dress in both films is exquisite and low-key, plus he has great taste in women, cars, and in general, a lifestyle. And it would suggest that he lives very well. He just smiles in a wry fashion. As a character, he is a fantastic fictional Lounge Lothario, one who breezes through life in such a glorious fashion. One can't help but admire him. The other thing I like about him is that he's mysterious and not brag at all. He doesn't need to. He doesn't need to advertise himself on Instagram. He's smooth with women and doesn't seek to impress them. And if anything, he's willing to withhold his affection when the going gets tough, which inevitably draws them back in. The ultimate ladies' man in many respects, and stylish as well. That is our fictional Lounge Lothario look this week at the life of Thomas Crown.